have a corps at Valley Forge. In our school, we also have an academy corps, and the purpose of the academy corps is to ensure and monitor the spiritual growth and development of each one of our children. These children have all committed their lives to Christ, and they wear the uniform of the corps. We began our school in 1982, and we're a school of convictions, and we believe that parents are to love God with all their heart, souls, mind, and strength, and to have their children trained to do the same. So therefore, we began our school in 1982. The parents run the school, and we have staffed the school for the past 7 years. And our pastor taught us on the first day of our school that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And our school, the main purpose of it, is to teach the children to take from the tree of life and not from the tree of knowledge. And this weekend, we have been blessed to be here with people of kindred spirits. And we wanted to recite Hebrews 11 because it's the great faith chapter, and we believe that our lives are counting for the cause of Christ today.
Hebrews 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds are framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out to a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. For faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that they such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is in heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall his seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac was Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the parting of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith it passed through the Red Sea, as by dry land, which the Egyptians, saying the Jews were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down,
after they were prompted about 7 days. By faith, the heart of Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies of peace. And what shall I more say? For the time and family shall of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Daniel, and other prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness remained strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead, raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonments. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which hath so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that hath set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Build your house on the sandy land. Don't build it too near the shore. Well, it might look kind of nice, but you'll have to build it twice, so you'll have to build your house once more. You better build your house upon a rock. Make a good foundation on a solid spot, for the storms may come and go, but the peace of God you will know. Don't build your house on the sandy land. Don't build it too near the shore. Well, it might look kind of nice, but you'll have to build it twice, so you'll have to build your house once more. You better build your house upon a rock. Make a good foundation on a solid spot, for the storms may come and go, but the peace of God you will know. But the peace of God you will know. But the peace of God you will know. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. Our Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power. Our Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thine outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Great and mighty God, great in counsel and mighty in thee. Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing is too difficult for thee. What mighty God we serve, what mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What mighty God we serve. What mighty God we serve. What mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What mighty God we serve.
This next song is a blessing to me. It always urges me inside all over when we sing this song. It's the bottom line of our Christianity.
Mountains wide. Thank you. Number 61. Amen. Number 61.
I know that I
I know that I
the Lord. When you say the word hallelujah, think about what it means, so it's not just vain repetition.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We were singing in that song. Number 42.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Thank you.
graces and by your singing most of you are ready to go.
I found my Lord and He is mine.
Thank you for listening to this message. We trust that it has been a blessing to you. If you would like additional sermons or a catalog, please visit our website at effortofministries.org. Call us toll-free at 855-557-7902 or write to us at Effort of Ministries, 400 West Main Street, Suite 1, Ephrata, Pennsylvania, 17522. You are welcome to copy this message for free distribution. This ministry is supported by your donations. May the Lord Jesus bless you.